Harris campaign, she'll say what she thinks on fracking. Defunding police if she's asked, voters haven't asked. By Ian Henchett on August 21, 2024. On Tuesday's broadcast of NBC's MTP Now, Harris-Waltz campaign principal deputy campaign manager Quentin Fuchs said that 2024 Democratic presidential candidate Vice President Kamala Harris will give a clear explanation of what she thinks on things like fracking and defunding the police, where she abandoned her positions from the 2020 race. If voters are asking those things of the vice president, but voters are asking about costs and abortion. Host Kristen Welker asked, "We know that." When she was running in the primary back in 2020, she expressed support for things like banning fracking, defunding the police. The campaign has been very firm, she no longer supports those positions. But does she need to come out and clearly explain to voters where she stands on those issues right now? Fuchs answered, "I think she needs to come out and address the concerns that she's hearing from voters, and what some of those concerns." Welker then cut in to ask, "That's a yes?" Fuchs responded, "Well, no, well, I think voters are concerned about costs. I think voters are concerned about why they're being price gouged just so that big corporations can make a profit. And that is what she's addressing when she's out talking and delivering these remarks and speeches. I think voters are concerned about their reproductive freedom and their health care. And she is out talking to them about how she's going to stand up to Trump and make sure that she brings Roe v. Wade back. So, that is where her focus is." Welker followed up, "But one more try, you have walked back some of her policy positions in 2020. Will it be critical, before Election Day, for her to explain to voters, 'Here's where I stand now on these issues,' so that voters can be crystal clear about how she would govern?" Fuchs answered, "Look, if voters are asking those things of the vice president, I think she will answer those questions. But I think that the things that the vice president and Governor Waltz, D, are hearing from voters across the country, they are addressing those concerns, and I think that we saw that in North Carolina with her economic speech. And I think we're going to continue to see that and hear that as her policy positions develop and voters are asking those questions." Follow Ian Henchett on Twitter at Ian Henchett.